Thanks, Ken.
Seems to be a bit high.
All right, away we go.
Okay.
Sorry,
Ken, Matty White, back into the side. Is it a bit of a risk?
Oh, yeah, there was a little bit of it. There's certainly a little bit of a risk, but we actually gave him an extra week of training to make sure that we tried to control some of that risk, because Matty's got a bit of a history. But, you know, we're really comfortable that he's ready to go. I mean, if you watched him train for the last 2 weeks, you'd say he's more than ready to play. So at some stage, you've got to let them play.
I suppose his speed would be pretty handy on Eddie Had Stadium as well.
Yeah, we've missed a bit of, it's not a secret, we've missed a bit of Whitey, a bit of Polly, those sort of players in our side a little bit. So, yeah, we're really keen to get them back into the team when we could.
When you say he's a little bit of a risk, do you then try and control his game time as much as possible to make him
inside? Oh, no, that's not, we go in thinking that he's available to play a full game. That's what we have to be. That's why we took the extra week. We wanted to make sure that if we were going to put him out there, that we were comfortable enough that there was no restrictions on him. Hamstring injuries, and the history says that there's a risk in re-injuring for anyone that's had hamstring history, so that's our risk. But that was going to be there this week, next week, whenever we just made that decision.
Sammy Gray, pretty close
here. Yeah, Sam's really close. He's in amongst it, but he's what we would like to see is some real consistency about the way people are able to play for the Magpies, and their form's been solid, but we'd like really good consistency for them, and if we can get that, they'll then deserve their opportunity to come up, and hopefully then we're bringing in people who are in really good form.
As the finals equation gets tougher, Ken, has it been hard to keep the mood buoyant amongst the boys and keep everyone up a bit?
No, we've been really focused as a club, which is really, really pleasing that we've been able to maintain our focus, and we haven't lost sight of what we're trying to do, and that's to achieve a performance each week, and that's the best way to be able to approach anything. If you stay in the weekly process, it's much easier to keep your focus narrow, and that's what we're trying to do. And and the team and the boys have been able to do that. They've had we've had a season that's been up and down too much, but we know that. But the very next opportunity you get to try and fix that is what you've got to focus on. That's what we continue to do.
How about Nathan Crackers,
Hammy? Oh, I'll be 2-3 weeker. It's typical hamstring. It's not a massive hamstring, but any hamstrings, typical 21 days. So, Crack's probably going to be somewhere around that type of time.
Did he play through it?
It was the very last kick of the game, which is quite amazing. You get through 89% of the game for Crack, which is a high game time, but on the last ball that he took and kicked it, it just gave him a little bit of a pop, so that put him out.
More or less, you've been pretty happy with what you've seen from him this year?
Oh, he's been a significant improver, from where he's come from. It's quite amazing to where he's at right now, and clearly he'd be playing again this week if he wasn't hurt, so he's established himself sort of almost back into the AFL team at the moment from the rookie list, which is significant. Yeah, it is, and he's obviously a much more mature player. So, but he's missed a lot of football in the last 3 or 4 years. So, we know his age is a bit higher than what his actual games are. So, we look forward to the improvement still coming from Craig.
He went back a couple of weeks ago. What sort of things were you keen for him to work on before coming back into the side?
Just his ability to defend hard for the whole of the game, and Craig's really good for most parts of the game, but he'd have lapses where he wasn't quite doing exactly what we want. And sometimes from people outside going, well, gee, what aren't you seeing here? What's not quite going on? Well, you need to make sure that your team cares at a high standard the whole game. And that's where Crack was the one who actually said, his comment to me was that, mate, more than fair, I need to make sure I'm working on that. And again, that's that progress that he's making from being out of football for a long time, that you can't come in and play, 60% or 80%. You've got to come in and play 100% footy.
It's a pretty free-flowing game in the showdown. 35 goals kicked, expecting something a lot different against Essendon, who seems shut it down a bit more.
I hope we can kick a lot of goals. That's what I do hope. Hopefully we can score heavily and restrict their scoring. But both sides are having challenging seasons, so both sides are looking for an opportunity to get back onto the right side of the ledger, and that's get a win on the board. And we know that for us, we've got to control what we've got to do, and not get spooked by anything that Essendon are trying to do to us.
You must have been taking a little bit of confidence out of the showdown performance, because there were patches there that were quite impressive.
Oh, look, I said after the game, if it was unemotional, I'd say it was a great game of football, a good game of football to watch and be involved with. And both sides, at times, played pretty solid football. That's been our problem, though, is our inconsistency, is to be able to do it for 4 quarters. That's, mate, no secret. I'm still chasing the 4-quarter performance, and I'm hopeful that it's this week.
Ken, since Kane retired, have you found a time or a game where you would really like to have had a run with player in the team? And do you see anyone potentially taking on that role?
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly still look to have someone take care of him. We've had Ollie have a couple of opportunities and some big players, and Pendlebury and Kennedy and people like that. So we've tried that, and we've tried a couple of other different things. So we're actually grooming and developing that player to come in. Yeah, I'm a coach that would like to have someone that's available to play that role. we know our past has been great because we've had Kane, who was a fantastic person at doing it for a long period of time. And any new opportunity that comes, you've got to take some time to massage it and get it to where you want it to be and look for the right option for that position, and we're doing that now.
Talk about consistency or lack of consistency this year. Do you feel the playing group has learned some pretty important lessons this year, looking ahead to
the Yeah, I think the whole football club has. I think we've all learnt that, you know, that some of the dangers that come about in a football season, and you know, and we've identified them. We're still working to improve on them, and our season's still going, and we're going to work to improve on them again on Saturday night.
The showdown, Ken, was obviously an emotional game. It's always a massive game, and it's been a big few weeks for your club. How have you noticed the players this week? Have they sort of, you notice that they're drained at all by sort of how big?
No, I haven't seen any of that. I haven't seen you know history showdowns and all that stuff. All that on its own is it's sometimes a bit of an issue, but. You know, and we've had some other stuff on top of that, but we're not looking at that as in any way, shape or form as a reason for us not to perform at our best on Saturday night. We're going over there really confident to have a real crack at it.
How do you see Essendon at the moment?
Oh, I think they've been challenged like us throughout the season. They haven't had things go the way they would like them to go, and you know, they've had some players not in the form they'd like them to be in, same as us. You know, they've had some distractions, all the things that happen to a football club through an AFL season. They're not that different to most AFL clubs. The distractions can be different, but you know, from our point of view, we're going after the game to try and get a win that we need to get, and not too much worried about what Essendon are at.
With Essendon's ruck, that's probably been an area that some sides have focused on recently. Is it a chance for Paddy to sort of, you know, really, I guess, almost get hold of his old team in that position?
Oh, well, not so much that. I mean, last week, I think referring back to one game, looking at Goldstein. Goldstein's All-Australian ruckman. He's been the best, you know, and he got on top in the game last week. That's not the first time that he's been able to do that for football side this year. So we're not expecting that we're going to have total dominance there. We hope that Lobie and Ryder together can cause them some significant headaches and give our mids a first opportunity. That's what the number one thing we're trying to get.
Just with those learning points you're talking about this year, do you mean in terms of the footy club letting its guard down after last year, or what sort of things do you think?
No, more about just being able to stay hard in the contest for the whole period of the game, and you know, we haven't been able to do that. Haven't been able to concentrate for the whole parts of the game, and that's what we're learning, that, you know, and as a club we're learning that this game's brutal, it's vicious, and you know, there's so many fluctuations in a football season, you know, and it happens all the time, and it's not something we're happy about, not something we want to accept, and it's something that I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it doesn't continue to happen.
You mentioned last week the players are breaking away from the game style at times and not being predictable enough to themselves. Can you fix that in 1 week?
Yeah, no, we can. It's a team connection is what we've got to have right. And it's not that they're deliberately trying to do the wrong thing. It's just that at the moment, the key moments that they have to do the certain thing is that they're second guessing what that is for themselves. You know, and that comes about sometimes when you're not totally confident in what you want to do. And that's where we're at the moment. We've just got to go back and say, okay, we know our best. Look, let's not make bones. We know our best is really strong, but we haven't been able to deliver that, so we challenge ourselves to keep searching for that.
Ken, Jay Schuld is 30 now and then out of contract at the end of the year. Are you able to give us an update on where that might be, his position going forward, and where the club's at with him?
Oh, no, I think Jay and the club and ourselves, we're all comfortable enough to know exactly where the position is, and we're not going to talk about where Jay's contracts and stuff, and that's not the right thing to do. But you know, if you ask Jay and you ask us, we're comfortable enough to know that things are in a good position.
On Monday night, Caroline Wilson said that she'd heard some concerns from within the club pre-season that some of the players might have got a bit of ahead of themselves after the last couple of seasons, and that might be a reason for a bit of a form dip this year. Have you got any response to that, Ken?
I've got no idea what she's talking about. Caroline, Caroline's, you know, she does a good job in her job, but I don't know whether you think people are getting it. You don't know that unless you're at the club, you know. And from our point of view, we worked our butts off right through the pre-season, right through the summer, and ready to go at the start of the year, and we haven't delivered the results. So all those questions rightly come your way, and we have to handle those questions.
Thanks, all.
Thanks, Dan.